May 30th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I will not still the voice of those who continue to oppose the truth in your country. They have been given free will, which I respect, but that does not mean they will not be judged according to their errant choices. I am warning those of my children who are listening. You cannot trust the media to represent the truth. The main media is controlled by the political party who represents disunity. The truth is the opposite of their opinions and reports of further needed investigations. Their intent is to keep the country in upheaval. All the talk of impeachment of this president is further proof of their incompetence and devotion to Satan's lies and trickery. These are all signs of this evil age which fosters lack of wisdom. Know and understand the power of your prayers, especially the rosary. A note is given to read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, 9 through 11. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect, and he watches over his holy ones. But the ungodly will be punished as their reasoning deserves, who disregarded the righteous man and rebelled against the Lord. For whoever despises wisdom and instruction is miserable. Their hope is vain. Their labors are unprofitable, and their works are useless. Another note is given to read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, 1 through 7. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.